Right, guys, we'll just hold it there a second now. Now, Billy.
I'm Paul Elliott from Caddy Z Rhinos. We're a local community rugby league club operating in the Caddy Z and Earlham area. We run age groups all the way from the open age players at the elder end of the spectrum. Currently with teams at under 18s, under 15s, under 13s and under 11s, and we're just trying to develop a primary rugby league team as well. I'm head coach of the open age team and I also coach the under 11 side. I'm also the club secretary, club welfare officer, I run the website and I'm one of the first aiders there.
That's it, so target's up, nice and quick. Go on, Mako.
I originally was as a player, so I played down here as an open age player, and then when I started getting a little bit long in the tooth, I then took up coaching. As part of the coaching, I identified that there was other areas that we needed to work in, things like youth development, just developing the club in general. So I then entered the committee and obviously had an active role within the Rhinos committee then.
Go, Billy, keep it going, let's try and, come on, keep that ball off the ground.
I won the Volunteer of the Year.
When you found out you were nominated, what was your initial reaction?
Well, firstly, I was very proud. Also, quite surprised as well. And quite humble, really, because I think there's lots of volunteers, not just at Caddy Z Rhinos, but in community sports clubs in general. But also nice to get the recognition for the time and the work that you do down.
Okay, when you're ready.
General, it was nice to get some personal recognition, but also from the club. The evening was great. It was a really good formal evening, an enjoyable one. There was a rugby league theme on the evening as well, with Ryan McGoldrick there, who was playing for Salford City Reds at the time. I didn't for a minute think that I stood any chance of winning it. 15 seconds into it, there was a sudden realisation of, oh my word, they're talking about me. And again, as I mentioned, it was very, very humbling, but very, very nice to get that recognition.
So what's next for you and your club?
In terms of myself, I'm going to continue doing what I do at this moment in time, which is coaching, promoting rugby locally. There's a lot of work going on with links with the schools, links with the professional club, Salford City Reds, and just trying to grow the club. One of the big projects that we have got down at Caddy Z Rhinos is to try and get a home for the club. At this moment in time, we play from a closed down local recreational centre, which is in need of urgent repair. Part of our project is to get that as a centre for rugby league in the local area. Yeah.